Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tempted Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 25th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 4.25 cents, September wheat up 4.75 cents, and November beans up 4 cents. Markets reacted to the crop progress report showing 96% of the corn planted and the corn condition taking a hit down to 56 good to excellent, down 3 percentage points. The wheat was down 3 percentage points, and the soybean plantings are only 85% planted versus 97 on average. It looks like right now we've got about 13 million acres of beans that need to be planted and 4 million acres of corn. I think the corn number is much higher than that, and I think whatever beans are going in the ground are going in too late here, and I think it's going to be tough to have any kind of trend line yield off of these numbers. I continue to believe we've got a legitimate shot of making a new contract high the last Friday of the month when we get the reports. I would say I think you have to be careful here being too bulled up. We've got the president and President Xi meeting over the weekend. If those talks don't go well, I think we'll be lower on Sunday night, maybe sharply lower. I think we've built a fair amount into these markets with the carryouts that we have, but I still think there's more upside between now and Friday. Weather in Europe is heating up, could be affecting some of the French and German wheat. Very hot there, 100 degrees. So that may have a little play on the wheat and may account for some of the wheat rally yesterday. I don't really see any demand problems out here. We know we're down, but that's not what's driving this market. It's obviously the wet weather conditions. The weather looks to be a little bit better. We're going to be up to the mid-80s, even 90 by Friday in Chicago. Less rain, but there's still some rains out here. So I don't see that the mud's really going to clean up too well out here. I think we've lost, somewhere around 8 million acres of corn, and I think the soybean number is going to be about 10 million. So when you factor that in, we're not going to have a clue what it is off of the final acreage report on the 28th. I'm calling this acreage report Intentions 2.0 because it's much more about what's intended to be planted than what's actually going to be planted. We won't know those numbers until at least July, and then the prevent plant until August. So I don't know why anybody would take the report seriously. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.